Thank you for continuing on with us. This is Negawani. My name is Ibrahim Sani. I'm taking over from Nina Rosman as well as my colleague Nabila Khalida. There's a lot of conversations in terms of how to move the item towards getting better assurances business into the forefront of Malaysia, corporate Malaysia. And because of this, according to the EY 2022 Work Reimagined survey, employees around the world, including in Malaysia, now hold more sway in the job market. More than one third, or 36% of Malaysian respondents, are saying that they are likely to quit in the next 12 months, driven mostly by a desire for higher total pay, better career opportunities and flexibility amid rising inflation, a shrinking labour market and an increase in job offering flexible working. To discuss further with this, together with me joining on the line live is Anil Shivadas, the partner of People Advisory Services at Ernst & Young Consulting Seremban Berhad. Anil, let's talk a little bit more about the report. As it stated, the 36% of Malaysian respondents are saying that they're likely to quit over the next 12 months. My first question is this: is it any different from before? Are you seeing any delta in terms of the respondents' reactions towards quitting the next 12 months?
Yeah, Ibrahim, thank you. Good morning.
Well, just a little bit about the report. We actually did the report also last year, right? And essentially, the EY Work Reimagined survey gathered the views of more than 1,500 business leaders and over 17,000 employees across 22 countries, right? And that includes 50 employers and also 250 employees in Malaysia, yeah? So I think to your question about in comparison to last year's figures, when we did the survey last year, only 11% of the employee participants indicated that they will likely quit their job in the next 12 months. So that's an increase by more than three times. Yeah, and I think that reflects the situation that we're in called the Great Resignation, right? And a lot of employers today, they are facing that situation. And like you mentioned earlier, top reasons why employees will likely leave their jobs are basically for better pay, enhanced work flexibility in working arrangements. They're also leaving organizations because of a lack of career progression and personal growth. And these are basically the top reasons why, you know, employees are actually looking out.
What significant employee change are you seeing working in the landscape right now, past the pandemic or post-pandemic? And what would be some of the reasons the survey has revealed in terms of the employees changing this kind of worldview?
Yeah. I think, like what you rightfully mentioned, there is a shift in balance of power, right, between the employers and the employees, right? So hence, employers
need to start taking steps to rebalance that power to better address talent retention and also attraction issues. Yeah, there is an increased focus by employees on better compensation, personal growth, career progression, well-being, right? It's a very critical area for employees, as well as flexible work arrangements. Now, today, majority of employers offer flexible and all hybrid work arrangements, and they have basically leveled the playing field in the market, right? So hence, employers are really forced to think about other ways, right? How are they going to attract and also retain their talent, right? So one point to note is that there is a different perception regarding improvement of culture and also productivity between the employers and employees. Employees appear to be more upbeat and more positive compared to employers with regards to culture and also productivity improvement. But one thing which one thing that both employers and employees agree on is really about instituting better hybrid work arrangements at the workplace. So that's what both of the employers and employees agree upon.
The item that I want to explore is this. In this situation, regarding the power balance, so how do you think employers can play their roles to counter these kind of issues right now?
First of all, listen to your employees. Right? So employers need to spend time to listen to their employees to really understand what is important to them. And this should be done on a continuous basis and not just a once-off, right? Secondly, revisit employee compensation and rewards. Employers may view this as a short-term solution to address talent retention issues, but this is an important aspect for employees to consider when they want to stay within their current organization. And of course, as we know, the cost of recruiting new talent into an organization could be significantly higher as well. Thirdly, revisit their career model and also upskilling programs because, as what we heard, personal growth and also career progression are a priority for employees, right? Fourthly, pay close attention to employee well-being, right? And enhance work flexible work arrangements to create a more conducive work environment. And this will allow for better work-life balance or what we call work-life integration today, right? And lastly, employees should really stay up to date with the various collaborative technologies and tools to ensure that their employees continue to collaborate with one another and stay productive while working on a hybrid basis.
Anil, two conversations that I've had on my show, Notepad. One of them is with Datuk Shahul Daud, or the CEO of HRD Corp. The other one was literally yesterday with a young entrepreneur. Both of them saying at different times of the conversation that young people are more interested in jobs rather than careers. The nuance here is that they'd rather go with high-paying, quick-action kind of salary-making remuneration rather than building something long-lasting, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years kind of career. Do you feel that this is consistent with the research and report that you guys are making right now?
I think the research is quite consistent, right? I guess the reason for that, in my personal opinion, is that as they are starting off in their career, right, they want to start off strong, but maybe they may still not have a longer-term view in terms of what they want to achieve, right, as part of their career. So hence, maybe the view for them as a younger generation is more in terms of the shorter term to the medium term in terms of what they can achieve and what they can get out of the career.
Also, because of this, the way to manage Gen Z employees is extremely different from managing previous workers of different generations. When we talk about rewarding employees, when we talk about giving them the necessary tools to survive, it's not necessarily the kind of reward that we would define it coming in from a non-Gen Z generation. This include recognition, validation, ability for them to work flexibly. Do you agree with this kind of notion that, yes, of course, we need to reward all our employees accordingly, but the kind of rewards is extremely different from generation to generation, more so for Gen Z, where we know that they are highly energetic, but at the same time has a very fleeting view of their relationship with their employers. Pardon me.
Yeah, let's just put it this way, right? In terms of compensation and reward, that's really putting in the hygiene or the foundation, having the right foundation in place, right? We all know that the younger generation today, the focus is quite different, right? I mean, we've got people, young people within our teams who not even quit, you know, without having a steady job. And they also quit because they want to join entrepreneurial organizations who's really in a fast-moving, fast-paced kind of industry, right, within the technology or digital sector, right? So the way they're viewing their careers, like I mentioned, could be a bit more shorter term, longer to the medium term, right? But one thing remains constant, right? Through the survey results, what's important for them, right? Although in addition to the foundational hygiene, compensation and reward, is really about well-being because they take well-being very, very important. And naturally so, we all should, right? Because everybody has been so busy during the pandemic, working very hard. And I think a lot of people have started to realize that, look, I'm going to put in more than 8 hours a day, sometimes 10, sometimes 12 hours a day. So where is that time for myself to take care of my own well-being, right? So there's a lot of self-realization and self-reflection that people have had during the pandemic, right? So hence now they are looking at, look, okay, so how can I make things better for myself from a well-being perspective? Hence the priority towards well-being today.
All right, Anil. Thank you very much. That was Anil Shivadas, partner of People Advisory Services at EY Consulting Sdn Bhd.